For many people, there are areas of their lives that just don't look and feel the way they wish they did. The Next Generation Wellness podcast is dedicated to unpacking the physical, mental, emotional, and social stress triggers that stack together and make that experience so. Years of piling these triggers together often leave us feeling overwhelmed, anxious, irritable, depleted, or unhappy, and operating from a place of self-doubt, comparison, procrastination, perfectionism, or busyness. We uncover the science, research, and stories of what it takes to live with whole life success, along with improved ways of thinking and the stackable skills and habits to make it stick. It is a given that a messy and chaotic life will always feed distraction over discipline. Not knowing where you're headed, what you're moving towards with absolute clarity, not knowing the beliefs that drive your thinking and behaviours, not knowing the fears that drive the primitive brain response, those things will absolutely keep you living an undisciplined approach to life. They're important to address, but we've unpacked them in the first season. So if you haven't been there, it's a really good place to visit too. There's additional fundamentals though, when it comes to driving a habit of discipline. And today we converse on those. A relentlessly sharp nail. I often get told that I'm disciplined, sometimes in a way that says you're lucky you're disciplined, or in a way that suggests somehow that I have a natural advantage or an innate talent, and ultimately undermines the human potential of the person saying that. But the truth is, just like any other trait, discipline is learned, or being undisciplined is learned. Sure, some personalities like doing more than watching, but that's not a catalyst for it. Discipline is learnable, and I learnt it because I had to. The diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis for me at 19 years of age, when I was studying around the human body and optimal performance, it seemed a little bit ironic and unfair at the time. I was doing all the right things for the body, food, movement. And so naturally I went into this little pity party when over the course of 3 months, I went from achieving well at uni, playing elite level sport and everything in between to nothing, to relentless pain, to fatigue, to limitations. And it wasn't really fair at all, right? But how could this be happening when I knew all this stuff and I was doing all this stuff? But thankfully for me, I wasn't very good at sitting still. That RA diagnosis, it wasn't okay. There were too many things at that age that I wanted to do in life. And so, in other words, the nail was sharp enough. The nail was sharp enough to do the inconvenient and difficult, to do what needed to be done even when I didn't feel like it. Luckily, that started at a young age. And for me, that became a habit. And this sharp nail is the very first step for all of us in building a habit of self-discipline. We need to get a better reason to do what's hard. And it sounds really simple, but most people out there won't spend time finding what really drives that necessity, to take it from just a desire to a necessity. A stacking mindset. Success in most arenas, including the human body, doesn't come through giant and bold actions. It comes through little, minor, sometimes mundane and deceptively inconsequential actions. Might be the time you get up, the first thoughts you think, what you listen to in the car, who you speak to on the phone, what you eat for morning tea, what your time you go to bed, the first drink you have in the day. Might be the way you dress, the way you sit, the way you stand, what you plan to get done, what you do before you turn off the light to go to sleep. None of these are major life choices. They're simple enough to do and they're really easy not to do. And whether you do them or how you do them really doesn't make a big difference to today. But stacked together over time, they absolutely matter. They become your life experience. They become your self-concept, who you believe yourself to be and what you are capable of. In every instance that I have witnessed with people that I've worked with and people that I haven't, that I'm around, these small moment-to-moment disciplines are that catalyst for a win or a loss. And sometimes we don't see how in the moment, but The more we educate ourselves in that specific area, the more clear it becomes as to why we are where we are, where the missing little minor habits were, and some of the ones that we had in our life that contributed to this place of where we are now. And the body is exactly the same. It's not just gluten causing inflammation. It's not
just how often you eat that makes you carry excess fat. It's not the exercise that will raise your energy. It's lots of things together, many, many stackable choices carried out as daily disciplines that move the needle in either a positive direction or a negative direction. That's a really important trait of self-discipline, is to let go of this magic bullet mindset and adopt this stacking mindset. In my RA case, not one choice moved me to that RA diagnosis, and not one dramatic choice moved me away from that pain reality then to the reality now of not being in pain and medication free without limits of any physical or energetic nature. Not one dramatic choice keeps me from the stranglehold of that autoimmune disease. Not one of any type of choice. What keeps me free from that is a stacking mindset of supporting habits and a sharp nail. My behaviour matters, and after that, I have no control. It's an ethos I live by. So much more helpful for me than the alternative of playing victim to external circumstances, because the amount of people that I have seen begin a series of supportive habits to then have something come sideways, which I believe just is sent there to test their conviction of whether they really want it or not. But nonetheless, this external event comes, and then it becomes, rather than just continuing with the supportive habits, it becomes this dialogue of almost helplessness. And the problem is that things outside of our dangerous and limiting expectations will always show up. It's irrelevant. They're irrelevant. For me personally, when I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis 20 years ago, we didn't know the reasons why. I mean, these days we know more. We know that it's actually within our control for so many, you know, we can do so many things to control it. But back then, intestinal permeability, emotional intelligence, you know, emotional stress weren't the natural dialogue at that time. And there was real danger for me in that. There was this danger of believing that this autoimmune disease that was occurring was happening to me, completely outside of my control. And there was a danger of becoming a victim to a limited physical life and a limited life of achievement and fatigue, like as if I couldn't do anything to change that. And when we're in that fetal position due to life's unexpected, which seemingly has no reasoning at that time, we have to remind ourselves that we don't have the luxury of controlling external circumstances. We never have, we never will. They will continue to come. And so that mantra that my behavior matters and after that I have no control helps to maintain discipline when life feels unfair. It's a bit like the movie Frozen, where I think she says it's what's the next right thing. And we need to remind ourselves of that, because we get a choice. No matter what external thing is coming sideways, we get a choice. And if we believe our behavior matters and it has an effect, then we will build a disciplined behavior. Number four, a curious and experimental mindset. Life is an experiment. It's that simple. Play with it, track it, see what works, see what doesn't. Don't take someone else's word for it. In my case, the transition from rheumatoid arthritis to not has been a 20-year period of experimentation, of trialing the science of research, of tracking habits, of tracking emotions. I would have preferred not to, but it was important to, and it paid off. It's useful not just to track certainty around what most effectively moves the needle for our unique body, rather than just following other people like sheep. It's useful for that, but it's also useful to record small wins. And the small wins with experimentation of habits keeps you doing the uncomfortable, keeps you doing the uncomfortable until the uncomfortable becomes comfortable. So this experimental mindset also helps to take the pressure off the big results that take a long time to get to, because unfortunately, 19 out of 20 people get so frustrated with not getting the big results that they quit the small behaviors too soon. And it's the saddest thing, because not only do they miss out on the big results, but they instead develop this belief that they are undisciplined, and that anterior cingulate cortex in the brain continues to make decisions and direct brain messaging to the action centers of the brain based on that belief. So being undisciplined then becomes that person's self-concept, their reality. So when we treat choices and behaviors as an experiment, we can enter into them with this curious mindset versus a critical mind, because criticism drives our primitive fear response and it forms part of a neuroscience of failure by interrupting the desired messaging to that action center of the brain and ultimately puts a stop to the habits that we want to become disciplined in. So it would be great if we walked into new habits and new choices with less rigidity around right or wrong and more around it being an experiment, but not a reckless experiment, more a well-tested and tracked type of experiment. And it's not just a one-off experiment either to try and fix something. It's a lifetime experiment, one that creates your unique rule book. Number 5, emotional intelligence. Disciplined people do what it takes to get the thing done, whether they feel like it or not. So do your EI learning. Know exactly what emotions send you into a narrative that says you are not worth it. That in turn gives you permission to self-sabotage stackable positive behaviours. So the EI work is critical. Let's recap. Discipline is a skill to learn like any other. You need a nail sharp enough to do what you don't want to do. You need a stacking mindset, not a one magic bullet approach to change. You'll need to loosen the grip and expectations. You'll need to hold a conviction that your behavior matters in every moment. It's within your interest to do some work on your critical dialogue and approach life and change as an experiment, not right or wrong. And finally, be certain that what you do begins with your emotions and get to know them well.
I'm Erin Barnes, and I hope this brings a little more vibrancy, ambition, possibility, and wellness to your week. And if it does, I would be so very grateful if you could contribute your precious time to review the Next Generation Wellness podcast.